Who is Running This Place? By Chris Russell. Read by Sean McAvoy. Imagine a universe in which everything is completely random. There is no order. There is no consistency. There is no purpose. What a horrible place that would be. Yet those who believe in a purely naturalistic explanation for the origin of the universe find themselves in precisely such a place. I'm thankful that we can know that there is purpose, there is direction, and that there is order in the universe. This universe was designed, laid out, and is maintained by the Creator, the God of the universe himself. The laws of physics are such a beautiful picture of the great order that God gives to his creation. Not only has God created this world, but he is intimately involved in keeping everything running according to his perfect plan. This truth actually brings us great comfort. I don't know if you've figured this out, but I have noticed over the many years that I've been alive that life does not actually turn out the way that I thought it would when I was much younger. As a matter of fact, life regularly takes turns that I never would have ever imagined in my early years. Unexpected tragedies come. We experience loss. We experience pain, heartache, sorrow, failure, and despair. But knowing that God reigns on his throne on high is an incredible comfort. We can be assured that nothing takes place that is outside of his control. Take a moment to think about God's perspective on this universe. Consider God's perspective on your problems. God is not stressed out. God is not sitting on his throne, wringing his hands in worry about how things are going to turn out. As you go throughout this day, take time to ponder God's sovereignty. Meditate on the reality that he is in control of everything. Take time to ponder his sovereignty and how it makes a difference in your life. Consider how big of a deal that is. Today's big idea: God is in control, and you can relax and trust in him.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Doug Grotheis, host of Truth Tribe, where we seek the truth through reason and evidence about what matters most. And we are not tribal, since truth is for everyone. Please join me at the Truth Tribe as I discuss the reasons for Christian faith, the Christian worldview, and moral issues such as abortion and gender ideology. To listen now, go to lifeaudio.com or search Truth Tribe on your favorite podcast app.